Blog Talk Radio.
Night, the Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. Weekend is here, and I know there's about 2.5 million people going, the weekend is here. Oh yeah, if you feel like calling in tonight, the phone number is 347-326-9073. We got the chat room up and running, and of course, we have the Facebook up and running. Come join us on the Greg Squirrel Show on the Facebook page, if you can leave your comments and everything on there. We're just out to have a whole lot of fun. I already got one guest, a very dear friend of mine. She is on the line talking to us tonight. That only means one thing. We'll be talking pro wrestling tonight. Oh, yes. Granny Hulkster, she is on the phone line. We're going to get to Granny Hulkster in just a second because, as always, I got a list of stuff to talk about in the sporting world today because we talked about a little bit of everything. So here we go. Dallas Cowboys have hired 72-year-old Monty Kiffin as their new defensive coordinator. First question that comes to my mind is WTF. What are you thinking, Dallas Cowboys? In a related story, Rob Ryan, the Cowboys' former defensive coordinator, looks like he may be the new defensive coordinator at the St. Louis Rams. Nothing's official on that, but we're still waiting on words for that. As everybody knows, earlier in the week, Andy Reid was introduced as the new head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, and there's already talk in the community that he could be looking at bringing Michael Vick to Kansas City as their new quarterback. Now, normally, in some situations, I would say hide the dogs and everything, but I've seen some of the dogs in central Kansas City, and I think Michael Vick need to be afraid of them. But we'll just put it that way. And other big news going around, Russell Langley, second-round leader at the Sony Open, and by God, there was a John Daly sighting in Honolulu, Hawaii. You can't miss John Daly today. Yesterday, John Daly was wearing some pants that looked like an American flag with a white shirt. Today, he was wearing some kind of funky pastel blue shirt with some pants that looked like they were took off an apartment there in Hawaii. I mean, them pants were butt ugly. So that's all we're going to say about those pants. Let's not waste any time. Granny Hulkster, are you still on the line?
I am, Greg. How are you?
Hey, sweetie. How you been doing?
Well, for the most part, I guess, okay, you know, still going to independent wrestling shows when I can, you know, and some health problems going on. You know, I've been off work for about 5 months now, and, you know, that's been kind of depressing. But, you know, through the good support of my wrestling family and dear friends and family, you know, I've been surviving the best way I know how. So, you know, but
It can
only get better, you know. It has to get better. You know, I'm turning everything over to God's hands, you know. So,
you know, and that's all you can do. You know, I'm sure you've been keeping track on the Facebook with everything that's been going on with my mom. And, you know, we got fantastic news from the doctor the other day. Monday, mom, mom went to the doctor, and because mom's still recovering from the congestive heart failure issue, and her heart had been pumping at around 35%. And
wow.
Mom went to the heart doctor Monday. They ran some tests on her, and mom has been religious about keep doing her exercises, doing what the doctors tell her. And because of that, they called back with the results. I believe it was Thursday, and mom's heart was back up to pumping 65%.
Awesome.
So all we can do is give praise to Jesus on that, you know, and she's just going to continue to get better. And that's good stuff. So let's talk about it. How about, you know, it was on TV tonight, Alberto Del Rio, new heavyweight champion, world heavyweight champion for WWE. And I think it's kind of cool because and one of the main, you know, he's a great wrestler. Some people may not always like him, but you know, the fans are kind of starting to see his way. And so, you know, Alberto Del Rio, he had a last man standing match tonight against Big Show. And
yes.
he was able to walk away with the belt. And I think it's a good thing. Especially for the Latino community, because right, you know, Rey Mysterio, he's still having some nagging injuries, so he comes and goes. And Sin Cara, unfortunately, Sin Cara has just not worked out the way WWE expected. And so, you know, so here comes Alberto Del Rio, kind of had a change of heart. And now, you know, the fans are embracing Alberto Del Rio. And so this is just another step in that he was able to go out. And, I mean, the fans went ballistic. I mean, I don't know who got the louder pop. The Rock was there tonight. And so I got to admit, it was a tie-up on who got the loudest pop. The Rock when he came out, or Alberto Del Rio when he won the world title. Let's talk about the local scenes. Traditional Championship Wrestling, they had a big two-day event.
Yes, and we were actually there at both nights at that event in Fort Smith last weekend. My husband and my son and I were all there. We were there front row, front and center, both nights, so...
ECW original Tommy Dreamer.
Yes.
Was in action. I believe he was there Friday night.
He was.
And then Saturday night, the original Diamond Cutter himself, Diamond Dallas Page, was in the house Saturday night. And Tim Scoggins, I mean, that boy's a freak. I mean, he was in there against 7-foot Titan, and he just did not back down.
No,
and
well, I mean, actually, Tim actually had a handicap match against Titan, Roosevelt, and Kincaid, and of course, Boyd Bradford was the special guest referee, which you know how that went. But
Bradford's just a step above Paul Heyman. Not much, but he's just a step above Paul Heyman.
Yeah. But it was an awesome weekend. Mr. Saturday Night, Michael Berry, you know, who is not one of Granny's favorite people, but. You know, I rooted for him all weekend long.
Now, I was not able to attend the show, but they were having some kind of tournament.
They were for the International Championship, the vacated championship belt, the International Vacated Title Belt. They had a two-night tournament. Of course, Michael Berry, Friday night, he beat Titan. In the first round, Alan Steele beat his opponent in the first round. So Saturday night, it comes down to the semifinals. Michael Berry, Mr. Saturday Night, against Golden Boy Greg Anthony, or I like to call him Golden Girl. He beat Golden Girl. And then it comes down to the final match between Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry and his partner, Alan Steele.
Right. I was going to mention that fact. Alan Steele and Mr. Saturday Night, Michael Berry, they're tag team partners. And yet here they are in the finals. And from all the reports I heard, they actually went all out.
Well, it was a hard-fought match. Of course, you know, them being tag team partners for as long as they have, they know each other's moves only too well. Well,
right.
It got down to Michael Berry beating Alan Steele. Well, you know, of course, you know, Ken Resnick comes out and starts interviewing Michael Berry. He says, well, what does this leave for genetic perfection? You know, I mean, you're talking tag team here, you know, and Mr. Saturday Night's, you know, like, well, nothing's changed. We're still family, you know, nothing's changed at all. Well, all of a sudden, you know, Rich Reed's in the ring. Alan Steele's in the ring. Alan Steele comes over and shakes Mr. Saturday Night's hand. They give each other a great big hug, everything. You know, everybody thinks, oh, you know, everything's hunky-dory, you know. Well, all of a sudden, Michael Berry turns his back, and Alan Steele takes the belt and just wallops Mr. Saturday Night with that belt.
Right. Well, see, I wasn't able to defend the card, so I hadn't heard about the attack after the match during the interview, but I did hear about the matches and how they actually put on a good match.
They did.
For the title, so
it was
a very exciting weekend.
They had a meet and greet Saturday afternoon at Made Right in Fort Smith with some of the wrestlers. You know, we went down there and hung out with them and had lunch and, you know, got a motel room for the whole weekend, you know. So it was just a nice little family time, you know. It was a little early birthday gift for my son. You know, my son's got a birthday coming up this month, about 23rd of January. Yeah, Anthony, and this was an early birthday gift for him because he wanted to see Diamond Dallas Page and Tommy Dreamer, so we just made a little family trip out of it and had a wonderful time. Everybody was awesome, and it was just a great weekend.
Well, you know, I was kind of going back, you know, because I've been keeping in touch with everything that's still going on because I keep in touch with them, and there's a couple of promotions over in Oklahoma that I keep track of. Mm-hmm. On the minor league circuit, and I've got to thinking about it because I still see not a lot of people know that for off and on for 10 years, I was a professional wrestler. That was one of the things I did off and on for 10 years, and you know, had to travel around the central part of the United States wrestling for different promotions, and I got to thinking about it, and of all the people that I've been in the ring with, the one guy that I never actually wrestled was Saturday Night Michael Berry.
That's right.
And I mean, we chased each other all through Arkansas, southern Missouri, over into Oklahoma, and for some reason, I never could get him in a match. And so, first off, I want to applaud Michael Berry for accomplishing what he has accomplished.
Yes, and you know, it's funny because, you know, like I said, Michael Berry has not been a big, huge fan of Granny Holsters, even in as long as I've known Mr. Saturday Night, you know, but I rooted for him all weekend long, and I kind of had to tease him.
How'd that feel?
Well, you know, it was, you know, especially when it came down to wrestling, well, Golden Girl especially, you know, of course, Titan, you know, he turned heel, he joined the Bradford family, you know, and when Titan first came to CCW, I really liked Titan, you know, and he was really awesome, and then he joined the Bradford family, and so I'm like, okay, I don't want to really root for Titan, but, you know, I don't want to root for Mr. Saturday Night either, but I'm going to root for Mr. Saturday Night, so I was cheering for him, and I was like, you know, wow, this is different for me, you know. I mean, even for my whole family, you know. And so Saturday, we were at the meet and greet, and, you know, and I said, you know, Mr. Saturday Night, I said, let me put you in a headlock. So, you know, they wanted to take a picture of Granny Holster, you know, so I put Mr. Saturday Night in a headlock, you know. And I was like, so I was teasing him Saturday night after he won the belt and everything, after everything was over. I said, you know, I said, maybe my magical headlock turned you to the good side, Mr. Saturday.
Hey,
made
well,
you a
well,
face.
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't see him going
Because
I just recently, matter of fact, it was earlier today, I was looking at an interview that Mr. Saturday Night did, and they were asking him, you know, about how's it feel to be a bad guy. And the one thing he said, you know, it just allows him to get out his frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he can get in there, he can say things to people that he probably couldn't say any other time, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But when he's in there in the ring, on that microphone, he can sit there and he can call whoever his opponent is that night every name under the book, and it just kind of, that's his release, so during the week, he can be kind of the normal Joe and not feel free to rip somebody's face off at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah. Very true.
Let me give out the phone number brought to you by Cherokee Entertainment. The Cherokee Entertainment hotline is up and running, 347-326-9073. We got plenty of phone lines still open. If you're out there listening tonight, you got a question for me or you got a question for Granny Hulkster, because Granny Hulkster, she goes to a lot of shows. And so, you know, she could give you a more in-depth, on-site view of some of the shows that have been going on in the area, where unfortunately for me, I've been out of the business going on, you know, my last match was about 2.5, 3, 4 years ago, and so I've really kind of been away out of the business going on 2 years, and me and Granny Hulkster knows what that situation is.
But
I do keep track of what's going on, and I have to admit, for about the last month and a half, you know, the juices have kind of been percolating again.
I saw that. I saw that on Facebook, some of your posts, you know, thinking that you might want to step back in the ring again.
One thing a lot of people don't know, especially about Diamond Dallas Page, he was not a young man when he broke through.
No, he was not.
Diamond Dallas Page was actually, I believe, in his mid to late 30s when he actually
I think he was about 35 when he actually started.
He was 35 because he had kind of been in the business managing some tag teams. Most notably was Bad Company, Pat Tanaka, and Paul Diamond back in the old AWA. So he had kind of been around the wrestling business as a manager, but he didn't actually step foot into active competition till he was in his late 30s. So, you know, and now he's got his DDP yoga program. He's been working with Jake the Snake Roberts. Him and Jake the Snake Roberts are actually living in the same house because Jake the Snake, being an advanced age, has the desires to have one more run with WWE, so he's doing the DDP yoga program, and Scott Hall is getting ready to move in with them, and I think that's going to be the best thing for Scott Hall, because anybody who keeps track of wrestling knows the trials and tribulations that Scott Hall has been through.
Yeah.
And I've always said the thing that Scott Hall hasn't had is a true support program to be there to support him and as encourage him. And I honestly feel with him getting in with Diamond Dallas Page, because Diamond Dallas Page, don't let him get by with nothing. He makes them adhere to very strict rules, and he comes right out and tell them, you will do this to my specifications, and if you don't follow my rules, you're out. And so I think that's going to be the best thing for Scott Hall. I still think Scott Hall has a few years left in this business. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because there's been some other people that have participated in the DDP yoga program that's been able to come back and still donate a couple more years to the sport. Granny Officer, what else you got for me?
You mentioned about the DDP, you know, yoga program, you know, and everything. And of course, you know, Saturday, Diamond Dallas Page was at TCW, and of course, Matt Revere and the Golden Girl came out with their little yoga mats with two of Matt's ladies. And of course, you know, Matt Revere, how he is, since he's turned to kind of the heel side, he's part, him and Greg Anthony are part of the Empire now, as they call themselves, you know, and everything. And he's Mr. 5.5, you know, whatever he calls himself. Anyways, you know, he started bad-mouthing Diamond Dallas Page. And, you know, and they were doing their little yoga exercises in the ring. Well, all of a sudden, Diamond Dallas Page comes into the ring and puts the diamond cutter on Matt Riviera, puts the diamond cutter on Golden Girl from the very top rope, and leaves them totally laying cold, out cold in the ring, and Diamond Dallas Page walks off with Matt's lady. So that's how that is. that was very amusing to see. But I would like to plug a couple shows if I can. Saturday, January 19th, Lincoln, Arkansas Pro Wrestling at the Lincoln National Guard Armory, 7 p.m. bell time. Doors open around 6. $6 for adults. Children 6 and under are free. You know, APW is up and back up and running again. This is their third show. They started back in September, which Granny was very, very happy of.
Gary Graham going to be on the show?
Yes, Gary Graham is going to be wrestling against John the Bodyguard Epperson. Space
That's
Cowboy
right.
Jason Jones will be wrestling against Donovan Grace. The Kingpin Angel will be wrestling against Slug. Let me see. Tommy Snow is going to be there. The Outlaw Brian Black. The Monster Chaos. The Mangler. Rolling Thunder. Many, many more. You know, I think even I heard Max McGurk was even going to be there Saturday night. So fans, you know, please get out and support your local independent shows.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, John Epperson, I've wrestled back in the day when I was still running around doing that stuff. John Epperson was my tag team partner up in Missouri for some shows, and this boy is huge.
I saw him. At APW's last show, he actually wrestled against the Outlaw Brian Black at the last show that APW did. But fans, you know, like I said, please come out and support your local independent shows. I mean, these guys, they do what they do for us, the fans. And I tell you, whether you love or hate these guys, the more you cheer, the more you clap, the more you holler, the more you stomp your feet, the more you get up and talk smack like Granny does all the time, and Greg can vouch for that, what I do.
Yes.
I mean, that's, you know, those guys feed off the fans' energy. I mean, I know these last two shows, they have, I mean, the first show back, it was a pretty good turnout in Lincoln, but I tell you, these last two shows, they have packed the house, Greg. I mean, they had to put out more chairs these last two shows. I mean, word's getting out about APW being back, and it's just totally awesome. Also, February 2nd, which is a little bit off, but I wanted to go ahead and plug this for Southern Alliance Wrestling. This is going to be a benefit show to benefit the Boys and Girls Club in Alma, Arkansas. It's called Groundhog Stomp. Yes, fans, it's going to be Groundhog Day, February 2nd, Boys and Girls Club, Alma, Arkansas. Tickets are $5. Children 5 and under are free. The Outlaw Brian Black is going to be there. Hillbilly Heartthrob, Big Bubba Hall, Slug, the Puerto Rican Punisher, Dustin Anderson, Voodoo, the return of the New Age Cowboy, Duder Green. Oh my goodness, the lineup is huge, fans. You can check Facebook out. You know, go to the Outlaw Brian Black's Facebook page, Brian Black. I believe he's got a picture of the flyer. Bone Crusher, Bobby Burns, Ray Martinez. I mean, the lineup, it just goes on and on and on. And I tell you, you know, Greg, you've been on our radio show, My New Age Wrestling Radio, many times. And you know Christopher Cage. Well, Christopher Cage is supposed to be making an appearance at Groundhog Stomp. And he is going to be put in his place, finally. And if he does not show up, the contract states that he will never be able to talk again on My New Age Wrestling Radio show. So I think Cage is a little bit worried.
Yeah, well, I think that's about the smartest thing you've done right there because, you know, I've been on his little wrestling show a couple of times, and that boy scares me. I worry about that boy.
I tell you, and I have been told, and I have been just informed of this, I am going to get to slap the who out of Christopher Cage and put a pink tutu on him.
There you go.
So Granny's looking forward to that one.
Well, I kind of reached out to an old tag team partner, not really a tag team partner, but I kind of reached out to a gentleman that I had a long-running feud with, Reckless Ryan Reed.
Ah, yes.
And we've kind of put our issues to the side, and I've talked to Reckless Ryan Reed, and there could be a tag team in the future.
Wow, that's impressive.
If I can get this old 43-year-old fat body back into some kind of shape, there may be a meeting of the minds with myself and Reckless Ryan Reed. And so we're not going to say it's definite, but the rumblings are pretty active about this going down. We got about 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the show. I also want to mention for all my listeners over in Oklahoma, there's a promotion that's been running over around Tahlequah. And that's United Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes.
And these boys have already got on my bad side.
Really?
Because Ace Archuleta and a couple of the other boys around there, they heard about me possibly making a comeback in the professional wrestling game. And they said, no, old man, you don't want to do it because they don't supply us with the pins at the shows. And that just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Are you talking about his tag team partner, Mr. Nasty?
Mr. Nasty, that's right.
Yes. Oh, I know Ace and Mr. Nasty quite well. Because I tell you, I gave those boys a nickname, Greg. I called them Monkey Boys. Because you know how they come out and they wiggle their hips in front of everybody. And, you know, I saw this picture on Facebook one day of this monkey, and he had his little arms behind his head, and he was like, you know, I know I'm sexy, wiggle, 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 yeah. Well, I sent that picture to Mr. Nasty and Ace Archuleta, and I've been calling them Monkey Boys. Well, I guess at the January 5th show at Tahlequah, which I did not get to attend because I was in Fort Smith, one of my dear friends made a poster for me to hold up for Mr. Nasty and Ace's match, and somehow the poster got taken away and Mr. Nasty had posted a picture of it, but it was two pictures of a monkey, two monkeys on the poster with their names Ace and Mr. Nasty. And, you know, it's amazing how these names get picked up that I start chanting.
Well, hey, Grady Holster, we're about to log off the air, but I would love for you to call back next week, if you don't mind, and we can talk some more.
Oh, I would love to.
All right, well, why don't we just plan that for one night next week, because I know you are on Wednesday night, I believe it is. Is that correct, Grady Holster?
Yeah, Sunday night and Wednesday night is my new Age Wrestling Radio. 10 o'clock Central Time on Blog Talk.
All right. Well, we'll get you back out here one night next week, and we'll talk some more wrestling stuff. I just want to say to all my listeners out there, you have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday night, 10 o'clock, right here on The Greg Squirrel Show.